This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 20th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Back on January 17th, when Adam Aircraft laid off 300 employees and shut down its facility in Ogden, Utah, the company called the move a strategic adjustment and said talk of bankruptcy was premature. Yesterday, talk of bankruptcy became mature. Aero News learned that Adam has filed for Chapter 7. In an unfavorable economic environment, Adam had told shareholders January 15th it needed at least $100 million in cash to get the Piston A500 into regular production and to finish certification work on the twin jet A700. The FAA is trying to determine whether the flight crew of Go Airlines Flight 1002 fell asleep during a 45-minute flight from Honolulu to Hilo last Wednesday. Passenger Derek Lining told KGMB Television, quote, "When I noticed we weren't descending, I told my wife. She was sitting on the left. I mentioned to her, I think something is kind of weird with this flight pattern," unquote. The CRJ-200 reportedly overflew Hilo, still on autopilot at 21,000 feet, and continued 15 miles out to sea before turning back toward land. Airline analyst Peter Foreman notes, quote, "For both pilots to fall asleep at 9 o'clock in the morning, that seems pretty strange. Even if there was communications failure, that jet should have started down for the destination, and it didn't. So those pilots have a lot of explaining to do," unquote. Boeing is finding continued strong sales of its venerable 737 airliner a welcome distraction from the recent focus on delays in its new 787 Dreamliner. At this week's Singapore Air Show, Indonesian carrier Lion Air, a loyal 737 customer, announced orders on Tuesday for another 56 737-900 extended-range aircraft. That order is worth $4.4 billion U.S. at list prices and will bring the airline's 737-900ER fleet to 178 planes by 2015, making it by far the largest operator of the long-fuselage, long-range narrowbody. But noteworthy was a lack of any announcements from Singapore of any new 787 sales. In fact, International Lease Finance Corporation, the world's largest aircraft leasing firm, told Reuters the company will seek large compensation from Boeing for delays in deliveries of its 74 Dreamliners, which are now pushed out to start in late 2010 or early 2011. Singapore Airlines said Tuesday it was forced to cancel its Monday night A380 flight from Singapore to Sydney, Australia, due to a defect with one of the Super Jumbo's fuel pumps. The Associated Press reports the problem was detected on startup on Monday. The carrier used one of its Boeing 747s to cover the route, but about 70 of the 418 passengers couldn't get seats on that smaller plane and had to wait for other flights. This is the first grounding of an Airbus A380 by a mechanical problem, and it was conspicuous because it came during the inaugural Singapore Air Show. The airline moved quickly to downplay the issue. Quote, "The delay was most unfortunate because to date, the aircraft has been operating with very high reliability, the highest of any aircraft type to enter service. The A380 operates twice daily since the end of October and shows dispatch reliability of more than 99.5%. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Speak now or forever hold your ADS-B. Eclipse continues growing international sales at the Singapore Air Show. And Lockheed stockholders get a warning about problems with the Joint Strike Fighter. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we're taking you to the General Aviation Manufacturers Association's annual industry review and 2008 market outlook briefing for comments from Gamma Chairman Alan Klapmeyer. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.